Hunt is back for the first half of his last ride. Today, I'm talking about Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I am talking about Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. They used to have a part one on the end of it. Now they just kind of removed that, so because I think I kind of realized not really much value in doing parts one and two. And also because it's something I'll get into, part ones tend to be the lesser of the two things. So without further ado, let's get started. There are two things that are wild to me about the Mission Impossible franchise. The first is that it's still going with at least two of the main players, Tom Cruise and Ving Rhames, and the second is that this version is finally ending. Not right away, of course, we've got a grand finale coming up, but by all accounts, this is Tom Cruise and company's Infinity War before the endgame, and they ride off, or jump off something into the sunset. And I almost wish they didn't tell us, because that level of anticipation can dog an otherwise solid movie by not being big enough. Thankfully, Dead Reckoning upends a lot of its potential problems and letdowns with a strong thematic throughline. This latest mission finds Ethan Hunt and company attempting to track down an AI called the Entity, an intelligence with the ability to activate and disable defense networks across the world. Quickly discerning that no one should have this power, Ethan Hunt and his crew try to track it down and stop Ethan's oldest rival from unleashing the Entity upon the world and preventing it from falling into any government hands. As I indicated in my intro, I was a touch concerned about this movie falling into the part one issues. The main problem with stories cut into two parts or movies, more often than not, is that part one is a slog compared to part two, which is both more emotionally satisfying and usually features the moments you've been waiting for the entire series. Dead Reckoning solved this problem by giving this movie an emotional throughline that calls back to the last film and the franchise as a whole. Something the franchise has always leaned on is that Cruise's Ethan Hunt is dedicated to his team, to an absurd degree. The entire plotline of Fallout happens because Ethan exchanges the life of his friend for nuclear material, because in his head he can always do both, and also because losing your humanity is how you become one of the bad guys. And then we introduce villains that both want to weaponize that against Ethan and make him suffer or choose between teammates. Means almost all of the scenes from about the middle point on have this undercurrent of, is Ethan going to be forced to choose, or will Ethan finally go too far to prioritize the people over the mission and fail? And because it's a part one, we don't really know, because part two could be all about getting back to who he really is or recovering from the aftermath. It's a movie about the necessity of the human element in spycraft, and also kind of movies because that's a running theme in Cruise's work recently, see Top Gun Maverick. Meanwhile, you also get to play up a lot of the franchise's hits when it comes to set pieces with some novel alterations and new setups. For instance, Ethan has battled on top of a train before, but not to this extent, and his route getting there is anything but direct. Same goes for an early misdirect and acquisition sequence where Cruise meets Haley Atwell's character for the first time, or a chase where he and Atwell are handcuffed to one another, sounds like a fun day, while attempting to drive a car that he can barely move compared to police cars and a tank an assassin is driving. And man, Christopher McQuarrie and Cruise are still so good at piecing together one set piece after another without losing steam. I could point to the practical stunt work, which is awesome, even if less impressive than the last outing, but what I want to point out is how McQuarrie keeps ratcheting up and releasing tension throughout an extended action scene or set piece. Almost all of these scenes provide a goal and plan up front, so we kinda know what they're going to do. So as soon as something goes wrong, as it always does, we've kicked up the tension a bit as the team is forced to improvise, and the tension builds and builds until it's resolved or explodes, and just before we have time to breathe, we're into another standoff or fight. There's layers to these scenes that a lot of action films don't put in the time, energy, or budget into. And that's before we start dropping in old characters for fun or creating more and more technical problems for the team, since the sentient AI can fuck up all of that at a moment's notice without Ethan knowing. It's familiar, but fresh. The vibe is like a riff on and celebration of the franchise to this point, which is fitting for a series that's wrapping up, at least with this crew. The verdict is, it's great blockbuster entertainment. Simple, big, and effective, Dead Reckoning is the most satisfying part one in recent memory. 8 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.